what you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, indeed, he is, and I am he. Well, good evening once again, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. We are back, no doubt about it. Tonight, Thursday night, we have invited Lindsey Williams back by popular demand. And Lindsey's been away for a few weeks, just got back a few days back, and he's going to join us, hopefully, in a few moments, and tell us about not only his speaking engagements and all of that sort of thing, but he's going to tell us about some of the reaction he's getting and some of the interesting people he's met and what he's hearing about all of these gasoline prices and all of these oil prices and all of these planned attacks on the people of Iran. Well, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. He will have a lot to say tonight, and I want you to participate. I want you to join us tonight because this is one important situation that we're dealing with now like never before, and we need to talk about it. We need to be aware of what is going to happen next, and whether or not tomorrow is the day of the attack on Iran, or the end of the month, as they're saying now, some are saying, India News for one, it doesn't matter. We know the attack will take place, because the New World Order will march forward, will continue its conquest, its empire building, and its destruction of nationhood. And that, indeed, is the raw truth of the matter. Right now, we have with us on the line the author of The Energy Non-Crisis and many other books and videos, the former chaplain to the Alaska Pipeline, Reverend Lindsey Williams. Hello, Lindsey.
Thank you, Rick, for letting me be on your show again tonight. I'll tell you, things are happening so fast out there. It is just appalling. I just came back from a speaking tour. Started out in Hawaii. Of course, that's the place everyone dreams of going. Had two speaking engagements out there. Then had a seminar in San Francisco and around California. Hawaii was $3 a gallon plus for gasoline, depending on where you bought it. Mm-hmm. San Francisco was $3.52 a gallon. Mm-hmm. I got back to Phoenix, Arizona, and Arizona is $3. And I found one station actually had it $3.53 a gallon. And I couldn't believe whenever I looked at the price of gold when I got back here, it had gone up $29. That's right at $30 an ounce in the 2.5 weeks that I was gone. Things are happening so fast, Rick, it is appalling.
And, Lindsey, you remember, and I remember when we were talking a few years ago, gasoline was well under $2 a gallon at the pump.
Well, people thought I was crazy back 35 years ago when I said it was going to $3 a gallon, and they said the economy can't stand it. Now we're $3.50 a gallon in some places, California, Washington, Oregon, and over in Hawaii, and we're headed just as sure as my name is what it is, we're headed to $6 and $7 a gallon.
Absolutely. We're headed for much more than that, too. All right. Lindsey Williams, our guest tonight. You don't want to miss out. Join us and tell your friends to turn on the radio. Right here on Uncensored Radio Free America, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only on RBNLive.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, sir. We are here with Lindsay Williams tonight, and Lindsay is going to give us a real thumbnail sketch, I'm sure, Lindsay, about some of the things you've been hearing and seeing as you speak across the land and across continents and across nations and what the reaction has been. But before we do, you know, isn't it amazing, Lindsay, how we have become accustomed now to a new threshold in prices? You know, so far I have not heard any widespread organized protest on the part of any consumer group or any organization or any American public about these outrageous prices that are now taking place for gasoline at the pump. Not to mention the cost this season of home heating oil. The fact of the matter is that if gasoline prices are rolled back anywhere downwards, 20, 25 cents, whatever, the American public will just be proud and happy and complacent as a pig in a trough. And obviously that is the psychology behind it, isn't it?
Rick, it's better known as frog boiling in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for years we've heard the story. Take the frog, put him in a pot of water, and it's just lukewarm. Then turn the water on very gradually, let him heat up. He'll never bother to jump out. Now, put him in hot water. He'll try to jump out immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But put him in there and just let it slowly heat up. He'll finally cook and never jump out. That's exactly what has happened to the American public. I'm sitting here in my office looking at the San Mateo County Times newspaper, which I picked up in San Francisco only 3 days ago, and it said, could $4 a gallon gas be on the way? Now, those are buzzwords.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to say to the people in San Francisco, you are going to pay $4 a gallon. Now, I liked what you said at the beginning of the program before I came on, and I couldn't help hear because they had already had me plugged in. And you were talking about what's happening over in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
40% of the world's crude oil travels through the Strait of Hormuz on any given day. Here we have an armada of ships over there, in fact, four of them, I think, and two aircraft carriers.
Mm-hmm.
And then Iran has Chinese silkworm missiles lined all the way up and down their side of that Strait of Hormuz. One super tanker downed in the Strait of Hormuz, and no ships could get through. It could be weeks, maybe months, before it would be cleared. 40% of the world's oil cut off. Within a matter of days, gasoline would be $6 and $7 a gallon at the gas pump, if you could even get it. Oil would go to $150 a barrel. Gold, I'm predicting, would probably go to about $2,000 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this could take place just by the threats being carried out that are being made from Washington right now against Iran. These are things that people must face. And is the average person in the listening audience prepared to pay $7 a gallon to drive back and forth to work?
I think not, Lindsay. I think not. And that is just, I mean, in concert with what we've been saying just the last few days this week. We've been talking about the super plan, if you will, the New World Order of Control, which, as you know, going back a number of years ago, you would have laughed at anyone who brought that up. And unfortunately, the reality hit home when you were chaplain to the PAP pipeline in Alaska, and you saw for yourself and sat down in the boardrooms for yourself with the movers and shakers and powers that be. And now it's no longer a laughing matter. Now people are beginning to sit up and take notice. You know why? Because for one thing, over the last 6 years, the Americans have lost more than 5 million jobs just to outsourcing and offshoring. You take that, just that one factor, not to mention the enormous increase in government spending that the Bush administration has given us, the enormous increase in the debt, total public debt, astronomical now. You take just those factors alone, not to mention all of the others, and the housing crisis and so forth, and then you begin to realize, hey, this isn't an accident. This is congealing as a plan. The North American Union, the abolition of our borders, the prosecution of Border Patrol agents, putting them in jail for defending our borders, granting amnesty to illegals, the North American Union, the NAFTA superhighway, all of this is all gelling together, Lindsay.
It's all according to a master plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I won't take the time tonight because I'm sure that most of your listeners, as many times as I've had the privilege of being on your show,
mm-hmm.
probably know my credentials and my background. But let
yes.
me just say briefly
sure.
that for 3 years' time, I had the privilege, by the providence of God, of sitting in the board meetings with the most power elite people on the face of this earth, the ones that you hear about. In the World Bank and the IMF, the top oil company officials of this world, as they were building the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline and that monstrous oil find on the Arctic Ocean at Prudhoe Bay in northern Alaska. I had an opportunity to analyze these super rich, these power elite, the control factors of the world. You know this to be true because you've verified my story from other sources.
Mm-hmm.
And in looking at all of this, I think that I can honestly say that I understand the mindset of these people. I've written 6 books on the subject, and I've tried my best to tell Americans just why these people do what they do, how they do, and the fact that they have an agenda. They know exactly where they're going. Nothing happens in world events by chance. Everything is by a design plan. They know well in advance everything they're going to do. I heard them talk about a 30-year plan that they had for the world, and that was 35 years ago when I sat with them in their board meetings. And I have watched them carry out that that plan meticulously, exactly as they said they were going to do it. So I wrote my book, Energy Non-Crisis, in 1980 mm-hmm. and begged the American people to listen to me that all of this was going to happen. Now, I practically, in fact, I can't remember when I have ever had a negative caller on any talk show that I've done for years,
mm-hmm.
because back then, 30 years ago, they used to say, oh, you crazy old kook. Now, they're saying, hey, you knew exactly what you were talking about. It's happened exactly like you said it in your book, Energy and Non-Crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So I say to you now, everything that is happening, the North American Union, the issue of the Amero, which will take place, mm-hmm. just a matter of time till mm-hmm. the American dollar collapses,
yes.
and they issue a new currency. What's happening over there around the Strait of Hormuz in Iran?
Mm-hmm.
All of these things, every bit of it is by a design plan.
Mm-hmm. No, you are 1,000% correct, and only those who do not wish to see it now will not see it. Everyone else, I think, will. But as you know, Lindsay, the pain factor is not great enough yet for most Americans to react with any deep conviction or organized effort. They're willing to pay $2.85, $2.93, $3.50 for a gallon of gas, a little at a time, as you say, the frog in the kettle. But if they are faced with $4 and $5 a gallon gas, you know, first of all, what that is going to do, not just to their driving, but to the economy as a whole, and particularly transportation of food, produce, and necessities, not to mention the farmers themselves being forced out of business. That will have an incredible, dramatic effect on our economy. And how is the government prepared to deal with it? Oh, they have plans. They have contingency plans. They have emergency plans. And George Bush says he's got plans to protect us from ourselves just in case we get out of control and things get out of control. So you see, you're right, Lindsay. What you've been saying for the past three decades is coming to fruition with every passing day. So there's no longer any excuse for ignorance, is there?
Well, Rick, you're exactly right. And let me go to what happened 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was Seattle, Washington.
Yes.
Homeland Security invited some of the elites, some of the city officials,
mm-hmm.
the top businessmen of Seattle, Washington, to Homeland Security. That's only 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Invited them to a seminar at Homeland Security. There were two people there from Homeland Security that were to conduct this seminar. One, a lady. And one, a man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the gentleman got up first, and he gave all the different scenarios concerning an earthquake, a tsunami,
mm-hmm.
other things that could happen in this country, whatever it may be, an attack, a dirty bomb. He went on and on and on through each of these scenarios of things that they said very well could take place in the United States of America. Then, at the end of giving these items, he said, these are his exact words. He said, we as Homeland Security do not have the resources to manage any of these events.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are the top business people and city officials of Seattle, Washington. We do not have the resources to handle these issues. And he said, that's the reason that we have invited you here, is to let you know that Homeland Security cannot take care of you. You are going to have to prepare to take care of yourself, and we want you to go back and tell the people of Seattle and the people that work in your businesses that they had better start preparing because we do not have the resources. Now, that was the gentleman who spoke. And after the man spoke, the lady had her turn. And she got up and dealt with the fact that Homeland Security doesn't have it, and then she went through the issues. And there was a gentleman there by the name of, and we'll continue in a moment.
Okay, we'll do that in just 3 minutes, Lindsay. Stay tuned for more, ladies and gentlemen, with Lindsay Williams, my guest tonight. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Mm-hmm. Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, we are back now, and Lindsey Williams, please continue with the gentleman that you were about to refer to.
Well, Rick, as you know, I'm traveling quite extensively these days in speaking engagements because seminars, people are just asking for them all over the country. And I'm hearing so many things out there that's taking place in localities that I'm so glad to be on your program tonight to be able to relay some of these to your listening audience. And I just beg them, don't change that dial because there's so many new things here tonight that I want to relate to you. That I had happen
right.
on this previous speaking engagement that I just came home from a few days ago. So in Seattle, Washington, they had this seminar given by Homeland Security. Leading city officials, top business people of Seattle were invited in. Two people were conducting a seminar, a man and a lady. The man gave his account first and said that Homeland Security positively does not have the resources to handle these issues that very well could appear, whether it be an attack, whatever it may be. And, of course, these are minor things they're talking about. So then the lady got up and gave her discourse, and so she said, yes, all these things are true. And then they came to a question and answer session. Rick, the listening audience must hear this. Now, there was a man sitting in the audience by the name of Richard Mancamea. He is the owner of the Survival Center. Mm-hmm. He had been invited to this meeting. And he said, Lindsay, this was appalling. Richard, the question was asked of the lady when she finished her discourse. Well, all right, you can't handle this because you don't have the resources. And you say that people must be prepared themselves, that that the government's not going to be able to take care of them in case of a tsunami, an earthquake, and a terrorist attack, or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question was asked, all right, then what are your contingency plans based on the fact that you can't handle these issues?
That's it. That's the question.
You know, we're facing another Katrina,
mm-hmm.
another New Orleans, and you're saying we can't possibly handle this. You can't. And so they said, what are your plans? Oh, Rick, this was so startling. It's almost unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
The lady said without any hesitation whatsoever and didn't quibble one moment, she said, we are prepared to secure the county instantaneously. Prepared to secure the mm-hmm. county. Those were her exact words. We are prepared in case of a tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Seattle's quite well known for earthquakes and terrorist attack. And Seattle, of course, is targeted because it's the big shipyard and where so many supplies come into America. She said, we are prepared to secure the county instantaneously. So I asked Richard, I said, Richard, come on now, qualify, secure the mm-hmm. county. He said, Lindsay, the better words would be lockdown.
Exactly.
He said the airports will be closed. Immediately, everything will be locked down in the county. No one will be allowed to move. The streets, the highways will be blocked.
Mm-hmm.
And he said there will be a total lockdown of everything, and people had better be prepared to take care of themselves because these businessmen and city leaders were told to go back to their constituents and say, hey, you better get ready because there's nothing that Homeland Security can do in case of a major event such as this.
Now, we know what the Pentagon can do, and we know the plans that have been put forth and have not been too readily advertised lately, but they have been out there, the proposals are there, they've leaked some to the press, and they certainly have their plans for a complete lockdown of everything in the country. Now, we saw a little sample of that during the first 9/11 episode, you remember? And George Bush, the emperor, waved his magic wand and said, well, now we're going to shut down this and we're going to shut down that, and we're not going to allow anything to take place until I decide when the time is right for a lift on these controls. And, of course, martial law was, in effect, declared. That was just a small, tiny little example of what these people intend to do, Lindsay, as you know. These power-crazed, megalomaniacal criminals, really, is what we have. We have a government now that is totally outside the bounds of the Constitution, as the Iranians are about to find out, and as the Iraqis have found out. We have an empire. We have this brutal criminal empire mentality now, and nothing shall stand in its way. You know, it reminds me of the scripture where when this beast system is complete, the slogan is, who will make war with the beast, you know? Right out of Revelation, right? And you see, this is what we're contending with. We have the Rex 84 program, other programs whereby foreign troops now amassed here on American soil will have to be called out to enforce martial law. Many of our troops now overseas, not just in Iraq, but we have in Europe, troop levels still high there, as you know, and we're not bringing them home. And in place of them will be the use of foreign entities, no question about that. We see the break coming upon us, though, Lindsay. I don't want you to have to be interrupted. All right, you can react when we come back, and please continue and tell us more, Lindsay Williams, about what you have just heard. Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. Tell your friends to join you. Uncensored Radio, Free America. We'll continue in just 3 minutes right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams.
Boom, boom. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigators.
I'll be right back from
the... ...dare to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Gold ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Okay. Hey, hey, we're back with Lindsay Williams, my guest once again. And I know that, Lindsay, we have so many new listeners every single day that we're on. We're attracting people primarily because, you see, while the other networks are talking war and murder and how wonderful it is to be an empire and such trivial matters as all of the entertainment gals, the sports season, the baseballs, all of this taking place, the weather coming, the sun, you know, the summer weather, all of these things are important to them. We know, and I think most of the people who obviously turn to RBN turn here for a reason. It's not by chance only, but by choice. And that's because they know they're getting fluff. They know they're being deceived. They know they're not getting the full story. And thank goodness for guests like you, Lindsay Williams, who can come here and not just speak because you've written a book or because you've read a book or because you've heard this from someone else, but because, Lindsay, you were there. You were right there in the boardrooms. You heard what you heard. And now you're speaking and writing and telling what you heard, Lindsay. So I take my hat off to people like yourself.
Well, Rick, tonight on your show, we're talking about reality.
That's
we're not
it.
Talking about fantasy. And you'll notice that everything I'm giving this evening, I will give you names, dates, places, tell you exactly where it happened.
Yes.
I gave you the front page of the San Mateo County Times.
Mm-hmm.
3 days ago, I gave you the name of the people who were in the meeting at Homeland Security in Seattle. Let me go. I wonder if the average person understands what is happening 45 days from today. 45 days from today.
Uh-huh.
Now, we have heard a lot lately about the North American Union. Mm-hmm. The issue of the Amero, a new currency for the United States of America. I had the privilege 3 months ago of being in Cancun, Mexico, for a very prestigious speaking engagement. Mm-hmm. And at that meeting was Congressman Ron Paul. He and I had the privilege of being on the same platform together speaking.
Yes.
I had known Ron Paul from many years ago when he was running for the House for one of his first terms. And I and Ty Harden at the time, who was a very well-known
actor.
Yeah, actor. Mm-hmm. We went to Texas and actually were on the platform with Ron Paul asking people to vote for him. And, of course, he did get elected and has been now in the House of Representatives for some time. Well, as a result, I knew Ron Paul from back in those days, and we had an opportunity to sit down and talk face-to-face, man-to-man, because we knew each other from back then. I attempted to talk with Ron Paul about the North American Union. Now, please understand what I'm saying. Our president has intentionally, president, vice president, have intentionally hidden from the Congress of the United States of America his intentions.
That's right.
They have kept them from knowing about this bypassing of the Constitution of the United States of America. No vote of Congress, a shadow government that was being set up by certain super elite wealthy businessmen in America and forming this North American Union. And all of this has intentionally been kept from the Congress of the United States of America. So Congressman Ron Paul, 3 months ago now, did not know about the North American Union. He was not aware. And I gave him a DVD, in fact, two DVDs, when we were standing there together in Cancun, Mexico. He does today. Now, he has appeared on Lou Dobbs CNN News recently and talked about the North American Union, so he knows about it now. But our president intentionally hid from the Congress of the United States of America for approximately 5 years plans, meetings, agendas, and everything else that they intended to do about the North American Union, about putting together Mexico, the United States, and Canada, amalgamating them into one nation, and downsizing us and relegating us to a third world status. And I wonder if the average person realizes in the audience tonight that within 45 days from today, that we are facing the first critical issue of the establishment of the North American Union. I mean, 45 days from today, Mexican truck drivers, now this is the first stage, and they're going to do this piece by piece, and they have stated, and many congressmen know it now, and Lou Dobbs on CNN News actually said this the other day. He said, by the year 2010, they will have initiated putting together of Canada, Mexico, and the United States into one nation. I mean, Lou Dobbs said this on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
The president has admitted to it. We have been able to get into the records now of the meeting of the Council of Foreign Relations where they actually stated the date of 2010. Mm-hmm. These three nations are to be put together in one nation, and a new currency is to be issued, which they're calling the Amero. And the first wave or phase of this is to be phased in 45 days from today when truck drivers, some of them can't even speak English, using Mexican trucks are going to be allowed to come across the borders, travel throughout the entire United States of America, deliver things that have been brought into Mexico through a port facility down there that is already partially built, plus every kind of product imaginable that can be brought into Mexico, boarded on trucks, allowed across the borders, and who knows what else is going to be in those trucks besides just what the Mexican truck drivers are bringing in. And the worst part is they are allowed to travel all over America and do not have to abide by the same rules as American truckers. They do not have to abide by the same laws. They do not have to speak English. And in some cases, are not required to stop at truck stop because they have already been pre-approved by the North American Union, Mr. Bush, Mr. Vice President, and on we go. I mean, this is such a horrifying thing. Well, as a result, truckers all over America are enraged. They've just found out about it within the past week. I mean, they kept this hidden until now, and they say that, and I hope they can pull it off, they say that they are going to surround every capital in every in all of all 48 states. They're going to surround the Capitol building in every state with trucks, take out their keys, and leave them sitting as a protest just before those 45 days are up. I hope the truckers are able to pull it off. The Americans have not the slightest idea that we are on the verge of losing all of the freedoms that we have left in America.
It's happening, just it's falling into place, just as the pieces of a puzzle. And, you know, this incident that they tried, Tony Blair and Israel and the United States, the Bushes tried to create with Iran, didn't go over. The 15 sailors, as you know, were deliberately sent into harm's way in order to provoke a hot incident. And so what happened, just the opposite, the sailors didn't resist. So the immediate reason to start a new war was basically unworkable. It didn't work out as planned. But the sailors themselves knew what was going on. They cooperated with the Iranians. That blew the whole scam, as you see. And Ahmadinejad intervened, as well as the Iranian government itself. And yes, these sailors were free, proving once again that Iran, like Iraq, did not and does not want war with the United States. That would be the last thing they want. But the war party here in the United States and in Israel and in England, they want war desperately. These people want blood, Lindsay. They want blood to flow. These people are the very people you're speaking of. Psychopathic criminal elements that run the world, that are bent on starting another major war that will affect all of us here in the United States. And this is an absolute outrage. As you point out, the Mexican trucks are coming now. Massive amounts of drugs are going to be passed through the United States. The incursion of these trucks is going to mean disaster with an after superhighway. And yet we have people in the Congress right now who are still denying knowledge of this plan of Mr. Pastor and the Council on Foreign Relations. How do you like that, Lindsay?
Well, Rick, you're exactly right in everything they're saying, and I am so alarmed about this. I mean, it literally, we're losing all of the freedoms that our founding fathers died for, gave themselves for. I am so alarmed about this. I just completed making a new DVD, and I'm giving it away. I think we are so far along with the loss of our freedoms, the destruction of the Constitution, forming another government in the place of the one that we presently have. I think we're so far along until I've decided that when a person purchases my four DVD set, I am giving them three DVDs now, giving them to them as a gift. I keep on every few weeks adding another DVD to this list. You know, I started out a few years ago when I was first on your program with four DVDs and giving away a copy of my book, Energy and On Crisis. Then I added another DVD. Then I added another one. Giveaway. And now I'm adding this one. It's a giveaway when people purchase my four DVD set. And it is about the North American Union. And guess who it features? It features Lou Dobbs, one of the top leading newsmen of CNN News. I mean, a story that people must see. Lou Dobbs, I understand, has done seven programs now on the North American Union. And this is not Lindsay Williams, some little fly-by-night down here that's written six books talking about this. We've got it now on CNN nationwide, and Lou Dobbs has dared to come out. I don't know how he keeps his job. I cannot understand how he's allowed to continue what he's doing. But this new DVD, you positively must get it and give it to every one of your friends and get this message out as quick as you can. It is in superb digital DVD, and it tells the story of the North American Union, the shadow government, and also the issue of the Omero And it's not only told by me, but it's told by Lou Dobbs himself of CNN News. It must get out to the American people as fast as it can.
And the wonderful thing about it is that you've produced these videos and people have been buying them and they're using them on cable television, public access programs, the internet, and they're making the rounds and they can do with them whatever they need to do because they're absolutely free of any copyright. And that's the thing that I admire about you, Lindsay, is that you're getting the word out. You don't want any royalties off this. The hour is too late. Too late for that.
You're right. None of my DVDs are copywritten. Any good quality machine can copy them and get them out to everyone they possibly can, and especially this new DVD that was just produced days ago about the North American Union. This is so startling that our government, our president and vice president, mm-hmm. without any knowledge of Congress, no vote of Congress, no vote of the people, would bypass the Constitution of the United States of America, form a shadow government, already begun to build the NAFTA highway, which will eventually go from southern Mexico to Fairbanks, Alaska, whenever they're completed with it. And the first wave of this North American Union and initiating it will be 45 days from now. They are bypassing every right that we have in our Constitution and letting these truckers come in, bypass American truckers, put them out of business. Rick, it is so alarming what's taking place. I hope the American people are listening to everything you have to say because you're telling them what's happening.
Well, something
must be done.
Absolutely. And the contempt that this government has and these leaders have for the American public is absolutely astounding, Lindsay. I mean, really, when you think about it, what could be worse? Who could be more damaging to America and her people right now than this government in Washington, which is getting away literally with ripping to shreds the Constitution and in creating a dictatorship in America? You know, we talk about China, and yes, they have been obviously nurtured, helped along, built up as a threat to the United States by the same leaders within this government. Yes, we talk about Russia. Yes, we talk about all these other nations. But who made it possible? And who is destroying our borders and making it possible? But this government in Washington, and quite frankly, you know and I know, Lindsay, it doesn't matter who's in the White House, because that president will answer to no one but these powerful elite. And he knows it, she knows it, and that's what the game is all about, exposing the power elite and bringing down the house of cards. It's just that simple, Lindsay.
If someone had asked me in 1970, when I went to Alaska, before I had my experience on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, if they had asked me, Lindsay Williams, now, mind you, I'd been a pastor of a church for 12 years prior to this, a church of about 400. I had an opportunity to deal with people, therefore I knew how to analyze these power elite that I was with. If someone had asked me back in those days when I came out of that church environment and went to Alaska as a missionary, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world? I would have laughed at them, as I'm sure many people, maybe even some listening to your broadcast tonight might. And I would have said, who are you, a John Bircher? But if someone had asked me in 1980, after I lived my experience for 3 years, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who tell the president what to do, dictate to Congress what bills to pass, tell the Arabs what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil in any given day, control the currencies of the world? I would have said, not only do I believe it, I sat and listened to them talk about it. Now, folks in the listening audience, may I beg of you, these people do exist. It is not a la-la land out there. They know what they're doing. They have an agenda, and they're carrying it out. They have surpassed the Congress of the United States of America. They went even past someone like Ron Paul, whom I was with just 3 months ago. Now he knows the issues, but he didn't 3 months ago. And all of these things are being done by an agenda.
No, absolutely. And there are some people now in the media who are beginning to ask questions like Rosie, and you know what's happening to her, and you see the attacks now coming upon anyone who in the so-called mainstream media will begin to entertain real conversations like the ones we're having tonight, important vital information. They'll be pelted, they'll be smeared, they'll be vilified, and that's the name of the game. What we're seeing now, what we're witnessing, Lindsay, is indeed an act of desperation on the part of these power elite. They know that more and more people are fed up and are catching on and are getting arms and are getting food and so forth, and they're not going to go down without a fight. These people know that their days are indeed numbered, and that's what it comes down to. All right?
Well, I think China knows it also, Rick, and whenever we come to the next segment here, I want to deal with the subject of just as alarming to me as
yes.
Homeland Security issue, just as alarming as the North American Union. On March the 15th of 07, the nation of China established a SAFE.
Absolutely. All right, we'll be right back on that note. We'll take calls in the next hour, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, stay tuned for more.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Okay, we're back with Lindsay Williams, and the Red China card now is a major card here in the world. Well, you know, I've been talking about this for a long time, Lindsay. You've been talking about it. All of us here on Alternative Talk Radio have been discussing the threat that Red China would pose to the world community, if you will, and particularly to us here in the United States, no greater threat than economic and military power combined with the fact that Red China is loaded with American debt, and a Red China can play that debt card at any particular time that it wants. Even though the United States has pledged, supposedly, to defend Taiwan and are selling the Taiwanese some minor defensive arms, you know and I know, when push comes to shove, this administration and this government will abandon Taiwan to the wolves, as it did with China in 1949. So we have this massive conspiracy now out in the open, really, to build up our enemies. It's happening through the IMF, the World Bank, and all of these other institutions. Americans are taxed to support their own destruction, Lindsay. Their own destruction. Go ahead. You want to give us your perspective on the Chinese situation. Go ahead.
Many years ago, the great French general, Napoleon, almost conquered the entire world. And the story is told that he came to China. He looked it over. And he said, China is a sleeping giant. Let her sleep. Even
yes.
Napoleon wouldn't dare attempt to conquer China. And it was the one nation that he left them alone. He saw the masses of people. And he knew that that giant should not be awakened. Well, the giant China is awake now. It was awakened basically when George Bush Sr. became the ambassador to China many years ago. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, he became the head of the CIA, then he finally became the president of the United States of America, and he, for all practical purposes, was the first one to wake up the sleeping giant. And now today, of course, we're facing it. Well, on March the 15th of 2007, that's just days ago, China finally decided that it had enough, and they established what is known as SAFE, State Administration of Foreign Exchange. Now, we have Homeland Security, we have the Pentagon, we have all these things, agencies of the American government. Well, China established an agency also. They have $1 trillion of American paper that China holds as of November the 1st of 2006. And they're getting scared to death because the American dollar is going down, down, down. Our T-bills and securities are becoming worthless. And they have so much of our paper with our $9 trillion national debt, they're getting rid of it. And they established an organization or a department in their government solely for the purpose of getting rid of American paper. Now, this is drastic. If only the average American could understand $1 trillion of paper China holds. $1 trillion would buy all of the available gold on the face of the earth. I mean, this is such a monstrous amount of paper that they hold of American paper that if they decided to blackball America, they could completely collapse the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just within the past week or so, the Congress of the United States of America passed a bill stating that all paper products coming from China into the United States of America were to have a tariff placed on them. The Chinese immediately reacted because they said this is not right.
We'll be right back on that note. Okay, Lindsay, stay where you are. We'll pick up in just 1 minute with more Lindsay Williams tonight. Uncensored Radio Free America, Rick Adams. We shall be right back.
It's